95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station. I am Riggs. That is Steve. It's time for the Morning Hog Brew Review, and that means the important guy in the room. That's Josh from SR Parrots right there.
All right.
Yeah, baby.
So,
good morning, Josh from SR Parrots.
Good morning.
Or as we call him, our friend Josh, but call him by his proper name because he brought you beverages, and he's going to pour them out and tell you about them, and then we're just going to drink them.
That's right.
That's how it rolls, pretty much.
I got some new stuff today.
What do you got today, buddy? It's, I see variety in this thing.
We have 8 cans here today, so we got to roll them pretty quick. But
damn.
I think we can do it.
I like it.
All right, so we're going to start off with Lone River. I don't know if you guys recall it.
Okay, yes.
It was the ranch water.
Yeah.
We had a variety pack about 6 months ago, roughly.
I feel like I got a shirt from a pretty lady one time that said that on there. I'm in it.
So this is their Ranch Rita.
Ooh.
So we're going still in that same vein as a ranch water.
Okay.
But you're adding some sugar, a little bit of salt in there, and giving you more of a margarita.
This is already right up my alley, I'm thinking.
We're going to start off with their mango.
So I don't have to use my blender for this
okay.
one. Oh, that's pop.
That smells delicious.
Woo.
All right, so these guys, 5.8%.
Wow.
5.8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Wow.
I can manage.
That's not what I expected.
Only 140 calories.
This is pretty darn good.
Listen, this is so important right now for me to get in like really good shape. So this will help.
Wow.
The minimal calories.
I'm in a shape.
Yes.
It's not the one I want to be in.
Are you
I was just going to say, which one?
Yeah.
I guess. I got parts of me are in a shape. Okay. All right. I get it. So what we're going for here is blending the science of the ranch water and then flinging some flavor in.
Some extra flavor in there. So, yeah.
Dig it.
So if you look on their website, it shows that it has carbonated water. So you get a nice carbonation, effervescent, right?
Is there I almost want to say there's pineapple in here.
I think the mango is such a natural flavor that it kind of gives it that tinge.
Okay.
But I agree. You get a little something in there. So yeah, carbonated water, alcohol, agave, key lime concentrate, natural flavors.
Oh, agave. Right?
Yeah. Salt and citric acid. So that's giving that little extra punch of.
I love it. Acid. It's making me want chips, bro. I'll hold off for a minute because you got more.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. This one is blood orange.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of blood orange.
Never really understood what those really were.
The science of the blood orange?
Oranges, like you roll around orange. In blood a little bit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The blood of your enemy.
Yeah. The infidels, whatever.
Right.
All right.
Ooh.
Sorry, ooh,
forgot which side of the
definitely smell that citrus for sure.
Yeah. Sure, these are 5.8.
Well, have you ever had a blood orange?
I have. Don't know.
Really?
Maybe I have.
They're a little bit more grapefruity than the other orange.
Yeah, and when you cut into it, they are super dark.
Ooh. Yes, yeah, I have. Yes, okay.
They will mess up your white shirt and top hat too if you're.
They
wearing
absolutely
hat.
Will.
I learned.
Yeah, your top hat.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
You have multiple top hats though, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Ooh. I just have the one white one. Now it's blood orange color.
I like that a lot.
This is great.
That's
and
really
by the way, no stain from the blood orange. I can pour this on my shirt right now and not be a problem.
It's nicely balanced though. There's not too much salt. There's not too much lime, the ass and stuff like that. A little bit of sweetness, but giving it that margarita feel, you know?
Ranch water's doing it right. Okay. All right, Ranch Rita. What do you got for us next?
Super delicious.
All right, so I have classic and spicy. I think we finish on spicy.
At the end with the...
Some peppers.
A little bit of pepper.
Some peppers.
I'm just going to throw a lot of spice because it's one of my favorites. Cumin. I'm just going to pop that out there.
Maybe no.
All right.
Now this...
Kind of hoping.
Sniff that one real quick. I'll
bring my own cumin. BYOC next time. Okay.
That's a strong nose.
Holy Toledo. What is in that? Wow. That's a...
Is it a punch?
Bro, this is my favorite.
I know you like the spicy.
This has got some spicy heat up in here. Ooh. Now I'm talking about it. Somebody get me some salsa.
That's not too bad, dude.
That's good, right? Right? You feeling that?
Did you want chips too, or were you just double fisting cups?
I mean,
cups of salsa?
I'll dip them in here, I guess. It's probably fine.
Hey, Josh.
Oh, yeah, that's there.
Sounds like someone's excited.
A little bit.
Sounds like
that's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, right? It has like a completely different...
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's still a margarita. So every once in a while, I'll get a spicy margarita. It has jalapenos or something like that.
Yeah.
Very reminiscent of it. And,
yeah.
Kind of feel it all the way down.
Yeah.
You do.
It's a warmer.
You feel it travel all the way down your esophagus.
But it's not like obnoxiously spicy.
No.
It's just...
No.
Hey, I'm not I'm here.
I'm not a big fan of the spicy drinks, but this... I can deal with.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah,
I can hang.
The last time I had spicy salsa, it made my face sweat. My face is not sweating at all right now. If you get it in
there, it's very dry.
No, don't. You get the idea, though.
I say we grab some salsa on the break, but we got one more.
We check my pits. Yeah, we're good. All right, what's next?
So this is classic, right?
All
classic
right.
Margarita.
Got a lime base, I'm guessing. A
little I would assume so.
Yeah. Of course, I like to go to the to get the frozen margarita sometimes. I'll get that swirl.
If it's hot enough outside, I'll go for it.
Yeah. Get like a berry or a mango or something and a lime in there. Let them dance together like a couple of
pomegranate.
A couple of friends holding hands. Okay, this smells traditional.
Mm. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
perfect because A, it just put out the fire from that spicy.
There you go.
Right.
B,
extinguished.
Little lime. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm down with that. Okay.
No, it's very good, and it is a classic margarita flavor.
Right.
It's delicious.
So the Ranch Rita variety pack.
Right.
The variety is you get different flavors of Ritas.
Get four different ones.
All right.
Beer math on a 12 pack.
Steve, you want to hold up? Steve's gonna do that for you. Just stand by. He's got
three.
It.
He didn't even take his shoes off this
time. I didn't.
I'm impressed.
So they're both ties.
Correct. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you have Velcro shoes, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you gotta have those. You gotta have those for a quick change in case you think it's weird. All right. Well, that's a great start. There's more variety waiting.
There is.
Okay. Well, stick around. More Morning Hog Brew Review with Josh from SR Perot at 95.7 The Hog.
Cheers.